Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 26 of Yap O'Clock.
And our 6 month mark of doing this.
I know. This is 6 months of Yap O'Clock. Yay!
Thank you for celebrating it with us.
I know.
I feel like we need like party hats or something.
Oh, we should have.
But that wasn't in the budget.
As for in, our
we
1 year.
We didn't think about it until just now.
I know. Before we hit record, I went, oh my God, episode 26.
Yeah. And I'm dressed in my Sunday best.
In your Sunday, your peanuts best.
Yeah.
And I have Chance, the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have my Wormy that he's now going to be in every single episode.
Yeah.
He's just so comforting.
Yeah. Real.
So that's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, 6 months. That's crazy.
I'm so excited. Half a year.
That is literally like half a year. Like
literally half a year, like when you think about it.
That's crazy.
I know. We've been yapping for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
I know.
Yeah.
I just love
it.
And
I took an immunity shot before this.
Oh my gosh. So you're like all healthy for this.
Mm-hmm. I've got turmeric burning in my throat.
You know what I had before this?
What?
M&M's and almond buttered filled pretzels.
So an immunity shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have the strongest immune system.
Yeah, so strong.
Did I talk about how I almost died?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really almost.
I need your immune system.
I
hit it with not.
I yeah. It was my chin, but
yeah.
I don't know if you could hear it.
We'll find out.
ASMR. Anyway.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So that's crazy. Yeah.
I'll say.
I got distracted by my chin hitting the filter.
Okay.
I'm
but
so sorry.
But also, it's 26, and you're 26.
And
so
I
this
am.
This is your podcast.
This is episode. My golden podcast episode.
Yeah.
I'm so mad that my golden birthday was when I was 7, and I didn't understand what a golden birthday. Nobody told me what golden birthday.
Mean?
It's when like I was born on the 7th, and I turned 7 on the 7th.
Oh.
So like that's your golden birthday.
I was 15, so, and
yeah.
I didn't celebrate birthdays yet. So.
You're yeah. It was 1 year before you celebrated birthdays, right?
Yeah.
So, oops.
Oh well.
So this is my golden episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we already had your golden episode then.
Yeah. But we addressed it.
Aw. Did we address
we did.
It?
We did address it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
That's
sure.
Okay.
We addressed it.
I remember I edited it a few days ago, so we
okay.
definitely addressed it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Amazing. So happy golden podcast episode for you 3 episodes ago and me
and
now. Right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
How are we 2.5 years apart?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because my sister and I are 2.5, and you're a week older than my sister.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. You had to spend 2.5 years without me on this earth. That's crazy.
That's so annoying.
I'm sorry.
I hate that.
You're so brave.
Ugh, I really am. I. What is it? God gives his strongest soldiers the toughest battles or
God
whatever?
God gives his silliest battles to his strongest soldiers. That's my favorite
100%.
Play on that one.
So silly.
Shall we go to Zekostar?
Yes, we shall go to Zekostar.
Zekostar. I'm prepping for my international trip.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
When this episode comes out, I will be in...
No.
No?
Yes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in Paris. No? Or London?
No.
No?
No.
You'll be in Vegas.
Oh. So when this... Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be in Vegas at this when this episode comes out because we're doing it a little early. But I'm going to do this trip, Vegas, London, Paris.
Cause we have
London, Paris, Munich, everyone talk about pop music.
Yeah, we have, that's 23, 24, 25. Oh, wait, we are on 26, aren't we?
Yeah.
Wait, so 20, oh my God, yeah, never mind. We'll be in.
You will be in London.
Yeah, I'll
you
be
will
in London.
Be in London. I'm so sorry. London.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous you're going to London.
I'm so excited. I get to do this really cool thing that I've never really done before called I don't have to plan anything. I just have to show up.
That's really nice.
It's my first time ever doing that, and I'm so excited. No one's asked me any plans. No one's asked me for my opinion on anything other than do you want to get back at this time or this time? And I go, that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the extent of my responsibilities.
I love that for you. You deserve to relax. An actual vacation.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I I never want to have to plan anything ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This has been wonderful.
But what and you will cherish. You'll cherish it.
I shall.
Okay, so, no, I read my co-star first last time. You read yours.
Oh, okay, you're right. Mine is very short and sweet.
Okay.
Be considerate.
Oh, you always are.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm just a little mean all the time.
But you consider how your actions are going to make them feel. And you go,
And I bypass it.
You go, sure. That's a little mean. Because you're considerate of your actions.
Yeah. I go, you know what? This is a mean thing I'm about to say, but damn it, they need to hear it.
Exactly. So you are considerate.
I try.
Yeah.
Today, there's a little voice in your head telling you that it is selfish to change. It's not. You just haven't accepted that your emotional satisfaction is your responsibility. Be patient. Whatever you do, try not to hide from difficulty. This month, you are ready to figure... What? Okay. This month, you are ready to figure out how to be useful in relation to the changing world. This is a commendable move for someone who doesn't always see reality as it is. Feel yourself opening up, growing bigger, taking pride in your scars, letting all of your past selves shine through.
Okay.
Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. I've been getting that one this whole month, I feel like.
Because you need to check your ego, honestly.
Ooh. Unhealthy, you should know this too. Unhealthy desire is accompanied by clinginess, contraction, tension, and pressure.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah. So, just think about that one next time you're tweaking about a guy. Unhealthy desires accompanied by clinginess, contraction, tension, and pressure.
Yeah, if you're super clingy to somebody, that's like, I feel like that's an insecurity for yourself. It'd be like, why am I not happy by myself? Like, obviously, you can have partnership and whatever, but also, like, you still have yourself. You have to look out for yourself. You have to fill up your own cup before you go and fill up somebody else's. Like, I think I've said this quote on the podcast before, but I really like it. It is, fill your own cup up and let them fall in love with the overflow.
Yes.
Because that's when you're your most happiest, and you can give to others, and you can... Your full potential is out there.
Absolutely.
So let them fall in love with the overflow.
As Lizzo says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else?
Exactly. Shout out Lizzo.
Shout out. I think she got canceled, but shout out.
Shout out Lizzo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she got canceled. I don't keep up with that.
Yeah.
So.
Can I tell you what just happened?
What just happened?
I went on the pattern and I immediately got punched in the face.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Venus, when I'm reading this.
Okay.
Which is still the Ides of March, the early beginnings of March. Venus is in retrograde. Powerful relationship transformation.
Huh.
The next 6 weeks are all about love, relationships, and intimacy. This is a magical and rare time that will affect how and who you love. Listen to understand how to work with this time period and how you will be impacted.
Okay. So the next 6 weeks is about love.
Great.
Ooh, love.
Pretty pickles. You know that.
What?
You know, ooh, pretty pickles.
No. Who says pretty pickles?
It's like a TikTok audio. And they put like glitter in pickles. Like edible glitter. They put it in pickles.
I've never seen that. We were talking about this the other day, how we have such different algorithms. But somehow we also like have the same algorithm. Like, we kind of send each other similar things, but then also you talk about things like, yeah, you know that TikTok audio? I'm like, no. And then I tell her, oh, you know that TikTok audio? She's like, no. So, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Something crazy?
I was crazy once. They put me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room full of rats. The rats made me crazy. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Yeah, so we just have different algorithms, but we also are kind of the same person.
I'm in an algorithm with you.
Okay.
Life with you is full of algorithm.
Okay, I like that.
We'll workshop it.
When you said that, I immediately thought of conga. Yeah. And then I thought about Cosmic Rewind.
And how they no longer have virtual queue, and yes. Now I'll never ride that ride again.
But apparently it's been, like, a good wait. Like, it's been fine.
Oh.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, they do, like, there's, like, two huge rooms they file people into, so I feel like maybe they're lying.
And now I think they added stanchions in those rooms.
Why?
I don't know. Unless, maybe that was just a one day thing, but I saw a picture of stanchions in those rooms.
Like people line up in the stanchions?
I don't even know.
Or is it just like splitting the room in half?
I think it wasn't even in half. It was like around the room. But it's like, why don't you just stay on that?
Why don't you just use the walls?
I don't know.
Maybe they thought it was going to be crazier than it actually was.
Maybe. I mean, the day that it opened, it did get up to like 170-minute wait time.
Wow. Not worth it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't wait more than 75 minutes. But even then, I probably wouldn't do it. I probably
wouldn't even be inclined to wait 75 minutes. But like, if somebody in my party really wanted to ride it, I'd be like, all right, you owe me like some food or something.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be like... I don't know. I hate standing in line. I wish they didn't change the Dash Pass things.
I know. You're not disabled enough. Sorry.
I know. That's... Anyway.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel...
That a company just goes, sorry, you're not disabled enough.
That kind of makes me feel invalidated. Yeah. A little bit. And that my problems are not problematic enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, I have a medical condition.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry. Anyway, so my co-star...
Oh, yes, yes.
My co-star says, look out for that little sliver of light.
Oh.
Okay. You feel drawn to relationships that are fun at the moment. Fun can be important and deep, too. It's up to you. This month, you are ready to let go. This is a commendable move for someone who doesn't always see reality as it is. Let yourself open up. Grow bigger, take pride in your scars. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. The point of character is the process of building it. I feel like that was also the same as last week's episode's co-star. Interesting. Okay, I need to protect my psyche. Who is trying to pull me into their negative emotional spirals? Also, my therapist told me, she's like, I think you're an empath. And I went, yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
But what does that mean?
It means that you take on other people's energy. Mm. Like, if people around you are sad, always sad, you're going to in turn take on that sad energy and feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I kind of felt that when there was a point where... Some people in this household, we were all sad. Mm-hmm. And we were all going through the same like type of depression at the same time. And I was like, wow, we're all having the same feelings, blah, 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 blah. It's because I think we all took on each other's energy.
Because
I think you're an empath too.
I don't know.
I think you are.
Because are you an empath or is it just like, man, you're killing my vibe?
I think you're an empath.
I don't know.
Let's look up how to tell if you're an empath.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I mean, it makes sense that if you're around someone with negative energy, it's going to pass on to you.
But like, it passes on more. Like, more than... You feel deeply affected by other people's emotions. Easily pick up on their moods without them saying anything. And sometimes feel overwhelmed or drained in crowded spaces.
I definitely think I pick up on people's emotions pretty easily, but the feeling of overwhelming.
Yeah.
When people come with a bad vibe, I just go like, yeah, chill, man.
Yeah, because you're good at boundaries.
And you know what? Here's the thing. It's not that I feel overwhelmed in crowded spaces.
Yeah.
It's that there have been instances where I'm at like a party.
Yeah.
With my partner and they have abandoned me and I know no one else there.
Yeah.
And then I just stand there.
That's scary.
And it's like, well, okay. So the first person I'm referring to was at his party. He was the host. And I get that he was busy. So that I feel like it's a little different because he was the host.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of responsibilities. But he told me, he was like, you were just standing there by yourself because I was watching somebody play pool. And he was like, and you looked so indifferent. Like, you didn't care. Like, it's like, he was like, you, it was so clear to me that you didn't care that you were alone.
Yeah.
You were just content being there. And he, and I guess that was amazing to him. But in that moment, like, when I look back on the moment, I was like, yeah, like, did I want to be spoken to and have a conversation with people? Yeah, but I know no one here, so I'm not going to just start chit-chatting. Because I wasn't at that stage yet to be, like, a social butterfly.
Yeah.
I had to grow into that.
You were still in your cocoon.
I was a little baby in a cocoon.
Little baby.
And I think about that all the time, because that was a time when he said, like, later that night, he was like, you're cool, but not... Have I mentioned this?
He said, I don't think so.
You're cool, but not in a way like guns and motorcycles. He's like, you're cool in the way that you don't care what other people think about you.
Yeah, because you don't.
No, because I'm not going to lose sleep over... Because there are some people whose opinions you just can't change. And you can't lose sleep over it.
Mm-mm.
There's no value in doing that.
Exactly.
But I think about that all the time. But then there was another instance where I was at like a little like get-together. It wasn't a party. You can hide in a crowded room.
It's yeah.
very easy. But it was like an intimate party where everybody very much knew each other. And I didn't really know anybody there. My partner abandoned me to go be with his friends and left me with the girlfriend. And that conversation only lasted 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then her friend came over.
And then that was...
And I just sat there with... And then I kept thinking like, you know, Bo Burnham, there it is, that funny feeling. That's how I felt when I was like, that funny, there it is, that funny feeling of I don't belong here and I'm not being made to feel welcome.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend isn't like bringing me into the conversation. Like the other guy at his party, he recognized I was alone because he said that his friends were like, hey, like she's by herself. And he came to get me and gave me a task to do, help and do something, gave me something to do. The other one left me there, sitting there for 2 hours straight.
Didn't care.
And didn't pull me into the conversation. So
that's not fun. That's not very considerate.
No.
If his co-star said to be considerate, he was not listening to it.
Absolutely not.
So boo.
So it's like two sides of, you know, like two versions of the same situation. And I forget why I went on that rant. But yeah, being an empath, I think that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We remembered.
I think you're more of an empath than me.
Yeah.
I also think you're more compassionate than me.
Maybe.
You
but like
that
you,
girl boss energy in you.
But you also have that girl boss energy.
Yeah, but like you just radiate like, for example, if I was a child and I was lost, I would approach you. Because you just look so friendly and like safe.
No, but kids also approach you.
I know. When we're out and about together, kids always look at you and they go, mama, 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 mama. And you go, that's great. And then they look at me and they're like,
no, when we're out and about and kids are doing unsafe things, I go, I wouldn't do that. And I walk away.
And it's really funny. Where were we? That guy was trying to feed a squirrel and you went, I don't think that's allowed as we were walking. Was that Animal Kingdom?
I don't know.
We were somewhere and some guy was trying to feed a squirrel and you went, that's not allowed as loudly as we walked past. And I think we were still like new friends there. And I went, oh my God, she's the one for me.
Yeah, exactly. Because why are you trying to feed the wildlife?
Yeah.
They're going to pick up food scraps, but don't try to feed them because then they're going to get used to people and they're going to start approaching people. And if they're at a children's theme park, they are going to approach children and maybe attack them. Kids don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
I don't want
going to have to get euthanized.
Exactly. Especially a squirrel. One of my people. Yeah. I'm not going to do that to them.
No.
So if I see somebody doing something they're not supposed to. If I
endangering
see
the livelihood
if
of
I see a man trying to feed a squirrel, I go, that's not allowed, and walk away. And yeah, one time we were just walking around. This is a different time. We were there were some kids climbing on things, and like I forget what it was like. I wouldn't do that, or like you shouldn't do that. I forget what exactly I said, but I said it so loud. mm-hmm. to maybe I said it to the kids, or did I say it as we were passing the kids?
Probably as we were passing.
Uh-huh.
Because you never outrightly say it to anybody, but you just go.
Because I don't like the confrontation of it all. But if I'm just passing by and be like, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
That's fine. And that is my girl boss energy.
Yeah. Your aura.
My aura.
You should do one of those photo booths where they take a photo of your aura.
How accurate do you think that is?
I don't think it is at all, but it's funny.
I don't think that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you can be like, my aura. Look, it's me. But,
yeah, I don't know. I would love to, I've been really called to, like, look at my tarot cards a lot more.
Am I the only person in this house who doesn't have any?
She has some? Our other roommate?
I think so.
Interesting. Yeah, you should get some. You should get that.
Our other friend has them. You have them. Everyone has them but me. I feel like left out.
You should get that deck that you were called to.
That was years ago. I don't even know if it exists.
It probably it exists for you.
Somewhere. Well, here's the thing.
Huh.
I kind of feel like, man, mom, you're so cool, uncool. All my friends are engaging in witchcraft. I want to engage in witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I do carry crystals in my pocket. A jade stone and moonstone.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit into the witchcraft. Maybe. If you can call that like witchcraft or like, I don't even know what you would classify that.
Manifesting. I'm a big manifester in terms of witchcraft. I'm not going to do a spell that's going to give me, you know, sevenfold.
No.
I don't need a love spell that badly.
I don't want to cast any spells. Like, I don't want to, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. I just want to have that trust and be like, whatever's meant to for me will find me.
Yes.
Everything is always working out for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm superstitious.
I like that. That sounded very dismissive of me. I like yeah.
Yeah. So I'm talking. Yeah.
Sometimes I say things and then afterwards I'm like, that could have been perceived as like me being mean.
And it really hurts my feelings.
I'm really sorry.
I'm really glad that we're talking about this. And scene.
But I want people to know that when I'm speaking to them, I never have ill intent. Like, if I do want to be mean to you, you will know that I'm being mean to you.
Yeah.
But like, if I say something and it sounds mean, it's probably not that I was being mean.
I just naturally have a very sarcastic tone that gets me in trouble sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and I go, oh yeah, you can do that if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I just genuinely mean like, yeah, like if you want to do that, you can. But then I, like the way I say but it, then is like, and it they're sounds, like, excuse me? And I'm like,
just like, what's just the problem? Do it if you want. Like, yeah, I don't care.
Or I don't care.
But then they take it in a, because they can't hang.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
They're not cool enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I just feel like you have a very naturally like, chill way of talking. Like you're just very, like not like monotone, like you have inflection, but you're just like, hey, what's up? I'm Sam. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm Sam. How are you?
Yeah. And then my problem is that I'm just naturally sarcastic sounding. And I think
because you know everything that you say is funny. Like you really, a lot of what comes out of your mouth is just funny and it's naturally funny. It's
which
not
is crazy because I
hard.
Always feel like I sound like I'm trying too hard
no.
and that I'm stupid.
No.
Genuinely.
No, because it's natural. It's not that you're trying. You're literally not trying. You
sometimes
are just naturally, but you try in a way that's like, I know this just popped into my mind.
I know
it's
what
be
I'm
funny.
Doing.
Boom.
That's me driving behind the wheel of comedy.
Okay.
The comedy bus. That's
okay.
me driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get on if I saw you driving.
I think I know more about comedy than you do. Genius.
I think we all comedy.
I think we're all funny.
Thanks, that's Victoria Justice.
Shout out. Hope she's doing well.
Last time I saw, I think a few months ago, she was like releasing music or something. And it had a bad word in it. And I went, Victoria Justice.
No.
I didn't
I know
she
lying.
Cursed. That's
I
crazy.
Think we all curse.
It was just so crazy. I got like a wave of eepiness now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. And, like, it's not even that late. So, that sucks for me. Also, life update for any Yap O'Clock listeners, and I think you, too. I haven't had caffeine in, like, 2.5 weeks.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because I started not having caffeine because I was having a lot of panic attacks, mm-hmm. and a lot of anxiety. And my sister was like, well, caffeine can kind of lead to, or can kind of, whatever, have effects of anxiety or depression. So try cutting that out. And I went, okay. But at the same time, the same week that I cut out anxiety, or that I cut out anxiety, the same week
I just stopped being anxious.
Hi, are you anxious?
Stop. Bullying? Knock it off. Anxiety? Knock it off.
Stop it.
Get some help.
So, yeah, I was, the same week that I cut out caffeine, I also started therapy. Mm-hmm. I also started eating better, and I started medication for anxiety. So, I don't know what has helped me, because I feel much better now. I feel back to normal, which is great. I haven't had a panic attack in, like, a week and a half. So, that's really good.
Had a panic attack about a week ago.
A week ago. Yeah. So, I don't know what... I mean, I'm sure everything helps, but also I miss coffee.
Dingle, dingle.
Because, like, I like making, especially the Teddy Graham latte. That thing really is so good. I think about that.
I think about it.
I tried making one when I went back home, and it was not the same. Like, I wanted it in my cup, mm-hmm. and, like, from my espresso machine with my coffee beans. Like, Teddy Graham latte, if you guys want a recipe, it is, what is it? It is brown sugar. Like a teaspoon of brown sugar and some honey with ice and some espresso and some milk.
Yum.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Also a brown sugar shaken espresso. So good as
shaking
well.
Shaking that ass.
Mm-hmm. Shaking that ass. She did such a good, that's such a good marketing thing. Sabrina Carpenter is like popping off everywhere right now. Yeah. I'm hoping that she's saving a lot of that money and investing it. Because one day she's not going to be popping off as much as she is now.
You never know. She might be like Dolly Parton.
But even Dolly Parton, like, she's an icon now, obviously. Yeah,
she's got Dollywood. Sabrina Land.
Yeah. She needs something like that.
Yeah.
She needs to divest.
Do you think when Dollywood, like, if Dolly's like, I don't want to have Dollywood anymore, she's just going to sell it to a random celebrity and they're going to be Sabrina Land?
Maybe. I mean, her and Sabrina Carpenter just recently came out with, like, a...
Mm-hmm.
a song. It was like was it Please Please Please, I think,
probably.
Because what did they change? They changed the line, I beg you don't embarrass me, instead of saying
motherfucker.
Yeah, they said, I forget what they said. I don't know what they said, but they didn't say it, because I was curious. I was like, is Dolly Parton gonna say that? No, she did not. Has Dolly Parton ever cursed on her music? Does she have an explicit track?
I don't think she's got parental, what's the parental advisory thing on her albums?
That would be crazy if you saw... Dolly
Parton parental advisory?
Yeah. I think she's kind of iconic for not wanting wrinkly hands, that she wears those gloves. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's why I put SPF on the back of my hands more often than my face.
Interesting.
Your hands age you more than your face.
When I put SPF on my face, I just take whatever's left and I put it on the back of my hands.
I have a little special, like, spray bottle, because mm-hmm. I got it for my face and I hated it because it had scent. So I just use it on my hands.
That's smart. That is really smart. Especially, like, I've been doing really well at covering most of my skin in the summertime, mm-hmm. or, like, in the sun, but my hands have to stay exposed, so... That's really good to...
You should get gloves.
Spray some...
Just be like a debutante.
No thanks. UV protection gloves?
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Can I get them skin colored just like Dolly mm-hmm. Parton? Can I put nails on them? Absolutely fake nails? You can. How do they stay secure?
Glue.
That's got to be some strong glue. Because
she probably puts on the glove and they probably glue it to it, so because it's a more accurate...
She uses her nails as, like, an instrument sometimes.
Or maybe they're slits so her nails can pop through.
That would be weird, though. There would have to be, like, some not folding, but, like, creases where her actual finger pops. Maybe not, if it's, like, the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is the Wolverine?
Yeah, confirmed.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Glad we had that conversation.
Yeah.
Love your work, Dolly.
Shout out, Queen.
Mm-hmm. Is Dolly her real name? What is her real name?
Please hold as I search Dolly.
And she Parton. Is, she's Miley Cyrus's godmother, I think.
Dolly Rebecca Parton.
Dolly Rebecca Parton? How is Rebecca spelled? Like regular?
Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
Okay. For some reason, I pictured it like R-E-B.
How old is Dolly Parton?
Is she like 70-something?
She's 79.
Yeah, 79. What a queen, honestly.
How tall is Dolly Parton?
5'10".
No. She leaves quite an impression.
5 foot?
5 feet, to be exact.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm the same height as Dolly Parton?
I didn't know she was so short.
Me either. She doesn't look short.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, happy for her.
That's crazy. Is there a photo of her and Sabrina Carpenter standing next to each other now? I need to know. Like, just height to height. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, there's, like, photos of them, like, standing next to each other. Like leaning. Dolly Parton.
That's. I thought she was a tall queen.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Maybe not 5'10 tall, but that's just the first number that came to mind.
Well, because, like, all of their stuff, I don't see them. They're, like, sitting next to each other.
Right, but they're not standing next to each other.
Well, there's, like, this photo of a video on Instagram, and they're standing next to each other, and they look the same height.
Okay. Interesting. But that was taken at an upwards angle.
Oh, so. Here you go.
What? Let me see.
There they are standing next to each
oh
other.
Oh my gosh, but they're both in so heels. Cute. Oh, that's so cute.
Happy for him.
Dolly Parton's 5 feet.
She's you.
She's me.
Yeah.
Aw.
Love that for her.
I kind of love that.
Good for her. I want to be taller.
You want to be taller?
I want to be taller.
You are tall. You're a tall queen.
Yeah, but I want to be taller.
But
being 5'8 sucks. I'd rather be 6 foot. If I'm going to go there.
But then you're going to, then you'd need a man that's like 7 foot.
I could take one of those now. Not actually. Though.
I mean, you
have I told you that 6'4 is too tall? 6'3 is the perfect height. Anything okay. taller than that. 6 foot to 6'3.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're 6'4, you're too tall.
Yeah. Which is really funny because, like, that's only a few inches taller than you. But me, my maximum when I was on the dating apps was, like, 6'2. And that is a full foot and 2 inches taller than me.
Yeah, you don't need someone that tall.
I went on a date with a guy that was 6'4.
Yeah.
He was a great guy, but I felt no romantic connection to him. I felt really bad because, like, he was trying to make moves on me all night, and I kept moving away.
That's funny.
Then I got home, and I was like, hey, I think we should just be friends. And he was like, yeah, I kind of felt the friend vibe, too. I would really like to be friends. And I'm like, yeah, that would be awesome. He ghosted me after he said he wanted to be my friend.
Well, men lie, so.
That's crazy. He was really nice, too. And I went, sure, I'll be your friend. Okay. Ghost. Crazy. But, yeah, he was 6'4", and that was, like, immediately as soon as I saw him stand up, because he was waiting for me on a bench. As soon as I saw him stand up, I went, 6'4 is too tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 6'2 is okay.
Meh. For you?
For me.
Oh.
6'2 is okay.
Yeah. That's still really tall for you, though. That's still a foot and 2 inches.
Yeah, I know. But 6'2 was my max.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My max is 6'3". My lowest is 5'12".
5'12"?
5'11". So, I think it's much more insulting to call a man 5'12".
Sometimes he has 5'12 energy instead of 6 foot.
You're 5'12".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's valid. And that will hurt a man's ego so bad.
You're what, like 5'12"? I'm 6 foot. Oh, well, sorry, you don't act like it.
Exactly.
You act like a little baby.
No. Give me 6 foot energy, please.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Dolly Parton is such a short queen.
Going back to last week, Dave Navarro, Dolly Parton. Who else is short?
Right, who else is in the 5 foot category? I don't know.
I still can't get over that. I've been thinking about it ever since. people see me and they're like, Isabella, like, what's wrong? And I can't explain it. They wouldn't get it. I feel like Joker. Like, it's like you wouldn't get it. Dave Navarro isn't tall.
And they'll be like, what? Who?
Don't worry about it. Just
save yourself the hurt. Yeah. You don't want to know.
It's the best you don't even go down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. I have a TikTok edit of saved in my phone somewhere.
Oh my God. Now you have to admit to yourself that you have a fan edit of a 5'9 man.
That's horrible. I thought I was better than this.
Three wives.
Because he gives 6 foot.
Yeah. He's a 5 foot that gives 6 foot.
You think you know somebody.
You think you know somebody.
And then they're short.
Yeah. All those Ink Master episodes. For what?
I feel like I've wasted my time.
Jeez, Dave. Talk about leading somebody on.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And I was going to overlook the age thing.
Mm-hmm. But now, he's got two zingers.
I can't look past. I can look over him. I can't.
5'9 and 57 years old. And three wives. Double is he divorced whammy. From all of them? Does he have a current wife?
No, I think he's got a current wife.
Okay. So number three is his current wife? Maybe. Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But now I can't be his fourth wife.
No.
You can't. I have to move on.
You have to be somebody's first wife.
Damn.
Would you...
And someone's only wife, what?
Would you... Would you date a divorced guy?
Depends on why he's divorced.
Yeah, that's true.
My ex-wife was crazy. I'm not interested.
I think you're crazy.
I think you did something.
Mm-hmm.
Now if he's just like, you know, we grew apart and it's just we weren't the same people we were when we got married and we weren't compatible anymore. What's that one? Audio approved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Excellent argument. Approved. That's how I'd feel. It would depend.
Yeah, it would depend on the how they talk about, especially, you know, it's such a red flag when men talk badly about, or when anybody talks badly about their ex.
Mm-hmm.
But like, sometimes, I don't know.
Like, sometimes what they did to you was foul.
Exactly.
And this is a safe space.
Mm-hmm. Safe space.
Safe space.
Because I don't think I talk bad about anybody except for the one guy who I hate.
I talk badly.
You talk badly.
Because every time I was done so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not fair to you.
No.
You don't deserve that.
Yeah. Do I say who's who? No. They all have mysterious names.
Yeah.
Especially, even like, I even talk like some of my situationships where I was like, you know what? Actually, no. I was going to say disappointment, but we call him disappointment for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, he was a nice guy. Actually, no, he wasn't.
Yeah. Still disappointed.
Yeah.
Still disappointed us.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about him, not like a, but in like a, don't you ever catch me in public or I am beating the shit out of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because what was that?
What was that?
Rude. That was rude. Horrible. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Should have punched him in the throat when I had the chance.
Mm-hmm. I love how I said...
Call an ambulance, but not for me. You know that?
Vaguely.
Okay. What were you saying?
What was I saying? I zoned out for a second.
And that's okay.
And that's on period.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So what else?
Now I'm just thinking about all the nicknames we have for... We have short guy, disappointment. Is that all of them?
For who? You or me?
For me. I feel like for those you? Are all the nicknames we have. Because you have like a whole list of them. Because all of the nicknames we picked for them were so memorable.
Yeah.
That I remember them. Uh-huh. Like, you know, Bichel.
That was good. But we didn't choose that.
We didn't?
No. People chose that for him.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like none of the people I dated, their nicknames weren't good enough to remember.
Yeah. It was just like, oh my God, remember that guy.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like mine definitely do have more nicknames.
They had more like, they had names, you know? I don't know.
Oh, well. But they're all dead now.
Rest in peace. Miss them.
They're dead metaphorically. I don't wish death upon many people. But yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they already, I'm sure, died inside when they fumbled you.
Oh, 100%.
We've talked about many a time.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, like, how we were talking a few episodes ago about how, like, I make men cry. Like, if you're breaking up with me, you have to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, because you know you're being stupid.
Yeah.
For sure. So I have made men cry, and I'm proud of that, because you deserve to cry. If I'm crying, you're crying.
Yeah. You're like an empath in reverse. You make them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I am pursuing somebody, I give my all to them.
Mm-hmm.
I show them kindness.
Right.
I show them affection. I show them care. Mm-hmm. And they feel that. And then somehow they're just like, I actually don't want that.
Actually.
Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
That up until this point, nobody was like, oh, I need to lock this in. Down.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you are breaking up with me, you're going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
But when I break up with somebody, it's fine. I don't cry.
When people break up with me, or vice versa,
mm-hmm.
I make them think deeply about their actions.
Good. You have some really good, like, jabs.
I had some iconic one-liners.
You put the knife and twist it. Absolutely. You know?
I'm very good at that. I don't know you what, are what so that good skill at it. Is called.
You're really good at breaking up.
Yes. That's what you are. Did we talk about that?
I don't think so.
I was talking. Maybe we did. Anyway, I was talking to
somebody.
Someone from the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
Has come back. Come back. Has? Had?
Had.
Undetermined.
Oh, well.
We're chit-chatting.
Yeah, as anyway.
Of right now. Anywho, we'll see what happens in the weeks. But he told me, you are a professional at breaking up because I just know what to say to make it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, obviously you've already ruined your life.
Right. That's natural at this point.
But now I'm here with little one too.
Mm-hmm.
The girls.
Bam, bam,
bam. Bam. Love it up. Bam. Like, you know.
Yeah. Because you just go and go and go.
Yeah. Like, he broke up with me a week before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave him his gifts. And conveniently, it was dinosaur themed. And so I wrote, we are now like the dinosaurs. Extinct. And I asked him, I said, was that funny? Or like, how'd that make you feel? And he went, at first I rolled my eyes. And then I got a little sad.
Yeah, good.
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 Because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Our relationship is just like the dinosaurs extinct. Extinct. Like,
oh,
bye.
Oh, bye.
That's what you get.
Yeah. Oh, she passed away?
Aw.
Aw. Yeah.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm all at a yap.
Me too.
I'm like, it hit the clock is at whatever time it is, and I got tired.
Me all the time.
Yeah.
Me when I check the clock and it's whatever time it is.
Ooh, would you look at the time? It is a time.
It is a time.
During the day.
Time for me to go to bed.
Go to bed.
I'm tired. Yeah, I am tired.
Yeah.
I think as the episode has gone on, I could hear my voice get more raspy.
Ooh, would you look at the time?
Oh, it's that time.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep. March on to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to march on to London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much
fun. Think about it. Right now, somewhere, I'm probably walking around London.
I know. When this episode comes out, it'll be, what, 6 a.m. in London? Is it a 6-hour difference? Or 5-hour?
I think it's 6.
I'm pretty sure it's 6. Yes, it is. No, it's 5.
Is it?
It's 5. So it'll be 5 a.m.
Wow.
I have my world clock up.
Oh, T.
It's number one on my world clock.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be fast asleep, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So it'll be 5 a.m. and you get to wake up to a new Yap O'Clock episode.
Wow.
And you get to be one of the first listeners of it.
I'm so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, I think this concludes our Yap.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. Happy 6 months again.
Happy 6 months.
For those who have been here from the beginning, to those who are new with us.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you being here.
We really appreciate it. Because you know what? It takes a lot to listen to something for like a little over under an hour every single week. And
yeah,
if you have been following, we really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You've invested hours into Yap O'Clock if you've been here since the beginning.
Yeah, and we hope that they've been worth it, worthy of your investment. Yeah,
exactly.
Your time is valuable and you're spending it with us. Mm-hmm. Even if you are, if we're in the background, but you're still making the decision to go to our Spotify or wherever and clicking the video and mm-hmm. pressing play and putting in your AirPods. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, so, we really appreciate that. And let us know what you want to hear from us and what you expect from us in the next 6 months.
Yeah, should we do another Q&A?
Yeah.
We did that once.
Uh-huh.
And it was, we had a bajillion questions.
I know.
Most of them are definitely like high schoolers.
Yeah, 100%. It was like wisdom teeth questions too, mm-hmm. which was funny. But yeah, maybe we can leave some questions down below.
Yeah.
And if you're on a platform that does not allow comments, then go onto our YouTube or just like message us on Instagram at Yap O'Clock Pod.
Yeah. Let us know what's cooking. What are your burning questions about us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About us or like any subjects that you want to hear us speak about?
Yeah. If you have any, like, I want to know what your guys' opinions are on Keurig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have many.
Yeah.
Just buy a Mocha Pot.
There you go. I've never used a Mocha Pot.
Me neither, but it looks fun.
It looks fun for sure.
It looks like a little science project.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
All right.
Well, I think that's all we yapped.
I think that's all we yapped.
Well,
bye.